League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello everybody, it's me Roscoe and welcome to another Kings of Anglia podcast special, and today we're joined by a very special guest. It's none other by a former Town player and current Maidstone United player as well, George Fowler. Of course, Town up against Maidstone in the FA Cup live at Portman Road. George, thanks for joining me, my friend. How's things?
Hello mate, no thanks for having me. I'm all good, thank you. Looking forward to obviously the draw coming up on the 27th, so excited.
Yes mate, it's when this draw sort of happened, I straight away, I don't know why, I just thought of you, and you'll be thinking why, you know. I know you only played one game for Town, and I've got that weird obsession with former players. I always like to know where they're at and what they're doing, and yourself, you're at Maidstone, and I just went, the George Fowler derby. So that's what we're going to chat about straight away, George. What was your thoughts on the draw? Obviously, you know, it was, you guys were getting filmed at the clubhouse at Maidstone. Obviously there's opportunities, the you know, big ties against Premier League sides. And of course, Ipswich Town comes out the hat at home, and you're coming to Portman Road. What's the thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, like you say, majority of us went down to the Gallagher, and obviously we had the cameras on us, being one of the smallest clubs left in the competition. They wanted to catch our reaction. And I think, yes, obviously everyone was really hoping for that sort of Man City, that Liverpool, Tottenham, Arsenal, all of them lot. And funny enough, I said earlier that I spoke to my brother before the game. My family are from Suffolk. And he said, Ipswich away. And we were obviously on camera throughout the reactions. A few of the teams, sort of championship teams, had already gone. And we were thinking, OK, there's a Premier League team on the cards here. And then Ipswich came up. And I was thinking, do you know what? I'll take this. Like, if it's not a really big Premier League team, Ipswich would be my choice. Obviously, I haven't been there as a youngster. And then we got drawn against them. The boys behind me weren't quite sure how to react. It wasn't what they were really, really hoping for. So that probably sort of held back my excitement a little bit, because I was a bit like, oh, the boys aren't majorly excited. But I called my family straight after and they were over the moon, obviously. All my family based down that way. So from a personal note, it was an exciting draw for me.
Yeah, it's the problem sometimes with the FA Cup draw, you know, the people who sort of brings out the balls out of the hat, sometimes not been some great draws over the years. You know, some non-league clubs have had to play each other, which is probably not what you really want when you've probably played that team last week or whatever it was.
Yeah, but, yeah.
You know, for yourself to have that connection with Town, and especially at Portman Road, although I'm sure, you know, maybe it'd be nice at Maidstone as well. You know, that, you know, you guys hosted Stevenage, a League One club. What was that like? And that was a big win as well, obviously.
Yeah, no, and I think it's a bit catch-22, obviously. We want to be playing at a big stadium like Portman Road, or the Premier League teams that have got big stadiums, for the experience and obviously financially for what it brings to the club. But at the same time, having it at the ground for our game against Barrow and Stevenage, I think went massively in our favour, because obviously we're on a artificial pitch. A lot of these league teams aren't necessarily used to that sort of pitch. So in that side of things, I think, when we're at home, it's sort of gone in our favour a little bit, where we've got a bit of an advantage. We train on it. But I think for the fourth round, we were looking to be away, to be honest. We wanted to have that experience that day out, bigger crowd, etc. So, yeah, I'm quite glad that we're drawn away.
Yeah, and of course, you guys have to enter the competition a bit earlier than most teams. I think you played five games so far. What's that been like, the journey, the FA Cup? Obviously, it's a magical competition. Maybe it hasn't got the same magic as it used to, you know, years and years ago, but it's still a competition. You know, National League South sides are still up for.
Yeah, I think this might even be our seventh on the Ipswich. I have a feeling we've played six. Obviously, lower league teams, we come in at a lot of a lower ranking round. So we've had, I think, Chesham, Winchester, Steyning was one of our first ones that we played. We then played Torquay before we got towards Barrow and Stevenage. So it's been a long journey. It's obviously, when you get that far as well, I think I was talking to someone, I think actually Jeff Stelling said it in an interview I've seen, that when lower league teams sort of get to the third round and fourth round even now, that in a way, if the rounds are seeded a little bit better, because like you say, sometimes non-league teams draw non-league teams, or Premier League teams draw Premier League teams, and that's what everyone's used to each week anyway. So I think, yeah, if later down the line, maybe they did a sort of a seeded one where even third round, we were likely to get a bigger team than what Stevenage was at the time. But having said that, we then obviously had the opportunity to cause an upset and go into this round now. So, yeah, Ipswich is a massive, massive club anyway, obviously for me. I know that. So the club is massively excited for that.
Yeah, and let's sort of take you back then, rewind to young George Fowler. You were saying you joined the club as a 12-year-old. What's your memories of that? Of course, you know, born in Chelmsford, went to Devon High School. You know, what's your memories of sort of growing up in Suffolk and, of course, joining the club?
Yeah, so I joined when I was 12. I was actually playing, I've got a twin brother, so it was me and my twin brother that was playing for Debenham, the local team. Our dad was the manager at the time. And yeah, I was scouted at 12 years old and went on trial to the academy. I think after 3-4 weeks, I ended up then signing there. And yeah, I was there from 12 to 19. So I did my scholarship there. I was offered my scholarship at 14. Obviously took that when I was 16. And then I did a 2-year pro. Obviously only played one proper game for the first team, which I'm sure we'll get into about in the Carabao Cup. But overall, I mean, the academy set up was sort of a Premier League standard. We'd go to the Arsenals, the Tottenhams, and more than hold our own in those games. And you could just tell from how professional the setup, the facilities that we had, that as a youngster, it was one of the best sort of bring-ups you can have. And I think that sort of held me in good stead going forward from a technical side of things in my game, and that I've had that sort of bring-up in football as a youngster.
I think I remember seeing, you know, plan for the under-18s. I think you're only like 15 or something like that. So you're straight away, you're sort of chucked in right into academy football, you know, under-18s level straight away.
Yeah, I was I played up quite a lot when I was young. I think I was sort of one of the bigger ones when I was about sort of 13, 14 anyway. Then everyone caught up to me, and now I'm a smaller defender than what people see on paper normally. But I played up quite a lot, which was a brilliant experience, and I think allowed me to develop quicker than some, because I was having to adjust, having to play at a higher level against obviously bigger boys, obviously men when you're playing sort of 23s and stuff like that. So that then also held me in good stead for when I eventually went on loan to the National League and stuff, because I was having to compete with the physicality and stuff like that. So no, really good experience for me.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, you came through the ranks with a current Town player. We'll get on to him shortly, but obviously likes Andre Dizelle, Flynn Downes, Trisha Noidam. There's loads of different players we can mention. But that was a crop where you felt, wow, we've got a lot of, you know, really young, promising players. And obviously they went on to make, league debuts and everything like that. What was that like playing alongside those guys? And we'll get on to Wolfie shortly.
Yeah, no, it was brilliant. I mean, I think a lot of them were actually a year below me in age groups when I was at Ipswich. Obviously, you talk about Wolfie having made a great career for himself at Ipswich. Andre Dizelle being another one. Flynn Downes being one of the most successful, having got to the Premier League with West Ham. Even Jack Lancaster, people like that. All those were a year below me. So I think actually I was in the wrong age group. I should have been born a year later. Might have made it a bit further. But yeah, no, those boys have done brilliant for themselves. And that just shows, like I said, the sort of the level of the academy and sort of the crop of players that they bring through, and people have gone on to do great things. So,
yeah. And of course, Luke is currently still in the Town side. He's still here, and he could potentially be coming up against you. Have you spoke to Luke since the draw, and are you looking forward to playing up against your former teammate?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I haven't spoke to him. I did think actually that obviously if he's playing that maybe we might be marking each other from corners and stuff like that, and from set pieces, which is a funny little thought, because obviously we used to play with each other at under-18s, under-23s level in particular quite a bit. But yeah, no, he's done so well, having stayed at a club for a long time. We don't necessarily see that in football. People sort of bounce around from club to club. So I think that says a lot about him as a player and a person, that managers have come in and they've still stuck by him, and he's played in and forged a great career for himself. And obviously he's still 25, still young, so he's got a lot of years ahead of him. But yeah, and I'm looking forward to coming up against him.
Yeah, of course, you played alongside him in the Crystal Palace game in the Carabao Cup. Quickly take you back to that, your debut, unfortunately your only appearance for the club, but that was a game always look back at, because it was such a bit of McCarthy just chucked all the kids in and you guys did fantastically. You know, I know you lost 2-1 in the end, but playing against a Crystal Palace team who played, they put out a pretty strong lineup if you look at their team. What's your memories of that, and when you got told you'd be making your debut?
Yeah, I remember it really well. Like you said, we played pretty much a full 23s team, along with a couple of others. I think Bursant, Salina, and a couple other fringe first team players played in that game. But Crystal Palace were at the time on a really bad run, I think, in the Premier League. And so they fielded almost a fully strong side, which was brilliant for us to obviously go to a Premier League stadium. For a lot of us that haven't played first team football, to first of all get that experience, but then to come up against a really strong side. And like you said, we more than held our own. We held out, had a couple of chances, then a good couple of finishes, I think, ended up with the game finishing 2-1. But yeah, I think that game then led on to quite a few of us obviously then taking our next steps in our career. For me and Adam McDonald, we then went on loan at Aldershot from there. And obviously I went and next spent the sort of 4.5 years at Aldershot. So that game was a good platform for a lot of us to then sort of take the next steps in our career. So yeah, I remember it really well.
Yeah, and I want to just quickly show you a picture, you in action.
Cool.
The nice little facial there.
If you're facials on that, yeah. I hope I won the ball there. Realistically, he probably nicked that past me, but...
I think that's Sully Kaikai.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm just looking at the Palace team now. Yeah, that, you know, he had... You know, Johan Kabay, Joel Ward, Jason Puncheon, James McArthur, who scored the 2 goals, Jeffrey Sharp, who, of course, went on to, you know, win the Premier League a few years back from that.
Yeah.
A very strong team. What can you remember from what Mick McCarthy sort of asked you? I caught up with Ben Morris recently and he, you know, spoke about that game. He got the assist for Bursant Salina's goal, but, you know, Mick was, you know, just chucked all the kids in and, you know, you did the club proud.
Yeah, and I think the message at the time was pretty much go out and enjoy yourself. Obviously, we're aware that we're fielding a young team and an experienced team, so there's no pressure on us. The pressure's all on them. So sort of go out and enjoy yourself, enjoy the occasion. Like I said, for a lot of us, we haven't played at that level in front of that big of a crowd, certainly in a Premier League stadium and stuff like that. So, and I think that helped us. We sort of went out there with no fear, no expectations. And Crystal Palace probably got to a point when they thought, well, hang on a minute, like... We're gonna have to turn it on a little bit here because this young team are holding their own against us. So, yeah, that was the message before, and yeah, look back on that with fond memories.
Yeah, because I'm looking now. I think there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people making their debuts. Yourself, Pat Webber, Shane McLaughlin, Ben Fulami, Ben Morris actually made his debut that day, and Monty Patterson as well. So a lot of you
international that one, wasn't there? Lots of internationals there.
Yeah, as well, very much so. And obviously, of course, Shane McLaughlin, he's got to play Man United in the next round.
Last night they won 3-1, wasn't it, against Eastleigh?
He's got a big tie, so that should be good.
That's what I mean. You've got players there that have then stepped on and gone to different clubs. I know Shane's gone to a few different clubs and stuff, but he's played at a good level since then. Always a very good player from a young age. So, yeah, like I said, that was a great platform, that game, for all of us.
Definitely. And sort of to wrap up your town career, obviously, you know, you played regularly for the under-18s and under-23s. Got you in action here against Danny Ings right here.
He scored a hat-trick that day.
Yeah, not a great one to look back at. But a good experience. Yeah, very good experience. Yeah, and that sort of segues on to sort of, you know, playing at Porton Road. So, it's, you know, you have played at Porton Road before, so it's not going to be a new thing for you. Obviously, I'm sure you've been at the stands many times, you know, as an academy player, just watching on and stuff like that. But yeah, what's that been like playing at Porton Road? Are you looking forward to coming out there as now a mainstone player?
Yeah, and it's a different aspect really for me. Obviously, like you said, as under 18 players, we had to go watch all the home games. So we were always there watching them on a Saturday. And then when I did play there, it was for 23s. And obviously, we didn't really have sort of a crowd there. We had parents and a few other people watching. So it'll be nice to step out there in front of what's hopefully going to be a really big crowd in a proper first team fixture. So, yeah, really, really proud, if anything, to sort of be coming out back to sort of my hometown where my family lives, to be walking out with Maidstone, and just really looking forward to the fixture.
Was there many people who reached out to you when the, obviously it was myself, I reached out straight away when the draw happened, but is anybody else, we should know any players, you know, you played where at town, or anybody in particular, any coaches, you know, Brian, did BK message you?
I haven't heard from any coaches. No, I had Luke Chambers, obviously previous skipper, on Instagram, he replied. And yeah, obviously had a lot of, not necessarily old players that I've played with, but a lot of old school friends obviously got in contact when I come to the game. A lot of old school teachers. My mum still works at the Debenham High School, like you mentioned earlier. And so I'll have a big following from that lot, I think, that are looking to come to the game. So yeah, it's a great occasion for myself and for my family, really, from being back there.
Yeah, I think you've got a very good allocation, so it's going to be a lot of good old Maidstone fans there. You said you're going to probably ask for hopefully 30 or 40 tickets.
Yeah, well, they asked us players the other day, because I think in the third round, they sort of released tickets and they were flying out. I sort of think they've made sure that they've sort of asked the lads how many we want before the tickets sort of shoot out again. But yeah, like I said, I'm probably going to be looking to get 35, 40 tickets or something. I know a few of the other boys as well. So us alone as players are bringing a good bunch, let alone all the other fans and anyone else that's coming to watch. So yeah, I think they've released just over 4,400, and I'm hopeful that we'll sort of pack that out really and bring down that number.
Yeah, I can't wait for it. Of course, the game is going to be live on BBC, so another good experience for you guys as players, and just as an occasion, the game, it should be really good. Let's sort of segue then, George. Actually, let's wrap up your town career. You know, how'd you look back at that? You know, only that one appearance, and you sort of moved on, and you, was that just the right time for you just to kick on with your career?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, like I said, a lot of us youngsters, that was the first time we played for the first team, and if I'm honest, I wasn't at a level where I was then going to be stepping in and playing first team at that level. They were in the Championship doing really well. And I needed to go out and get that experience in men's football. And obviously the National League being a very good level now, very good level back then when I was stepped out and went to Aldershot. And that sort of led me on to all my other sort of paths and journeys that I've gone on to with football at the minute, all the people I've met and stuff like that. So, yeah, I look back at my time with real fond memories. Obviously a great upbringing, being at such a great academy. Yeah, I'm really grateful for sort of all my coaches I had at the time for where I've led on to go to now.
Definitely. And I think your name's going to be checked so many times on the commentary from BBC. Probably it's like, yeah, former town player, George Fowle or something like that. Graduate, so that'd be interesting. Yeah. Obviously, that'll be maybe someone will go straight, oh, he's going to score, isn't he? That's who's going to win. They're going to win the game.
You always get someone with that comment, won't you? Well, I'll take it. That'd be lovely if that was the case, yeah.
Yeah, the absolute scenes, I'm sure. But let's talk then about Maidstone as a club then, my friend. You've been with the club now since 2021. You initially joined on loan from Aldershot. And what's that been like? You know, unfortunately, relegation last season, but you captained the side, supporters player of the year as well. Maidstone as a club, let us know. What's it all about?
Yeah, no, it's a brilliant club. It's a very family united club. Support base is massive for this level. And to be honest, it's a National League club. Minimum really. Obviously we're in the south at the minute, like you said, for relegation from last season, but I think we stepped into the National League last season when it was at one of its strongest. Obviously you've got the Wrexhams, you've got the Notts Counties, and you look at them now, they're at the top of League Two or in the playoffs area there, which just goes to show the sort of level of the National League last year. We had a lot of injuries, probably weren't quite prepped enough for it. But having said that, I've had sort of a real up and a real down so far, having been at the club for 2.5 years. My first season I joined, we won the National League South and got promoted to the National League. And then obviously relegated last season. And then I've had a really, really good FA Cup run, and we're doing well in the league at the minute. So had a sort of roller coaster time at the minute with a couple of major ups. And you don't get a lot of them in your career. I mean, you speak to the experienced pros and the ones that have played, and some players don't get those moments at all. So really grateful to have just experienced that already, to be honest.
Yeah, and obviously you've got a notable manager in George Alakobi, who sort of played this Nicola Woods, of course, played at Colchester, has, of course, a link with Mick McCarthy, your old manager, former town player, obviously managed Wolves and stuff like that. George, you know, he's also a defender from back in his day. I think you're both the similar height. If Wikipedia says, you know, you can't always trust Wikipedia.
6'2", is that what it says?
Yeah, I think so. But what's he been like as a manager, and obviously, you know, a great character in football, and just, you know, sort of stepped in as the manager at Maidstone and has done a fantastic job.
Yeah, he has, and exactly that. I've got a really good relationship with him, where I actually played with him at Aldershot as well. So lots of links going on. Played with him as a player at Aldershot and Maidstone when I first came to the club. He was here as a player. Obviously, he speaks about Mick McCarthy in great high regard as his sort of mentor, as a gaffer now. And obviously, that was my manager when I was at Ipswich. So there's lots of different links going on. But I mean, as a manager, he's excellent. Like you said, he's very experienced in the game. And being a defender, he's the perfect sort of idol for me to sort of go off and to learn from. And as well as him, Craig Fagan, another experienced, played in the Premier League. Them two, they bring an amazing balance to training, where it's an enjoyable environment, but a professional one, one that you look forward to going in every day. So, yeah, no, it's brilliant playing for them. I think every player at the club will say that. So,
Yeah, I saw there's some pictures of Mick. He was at the game for the Stevenage game. I don't know if he potentially could be at the Portland Road game. Obviously, his relationship with Ipswich isn't as good as it used to be because of what happened. But it'll be a great occasion if he is there and stuff like that. And did you get an opportunity to speak to Mick when he was there?
I didn't. The first time I actually realised he was there was when I saw the photos, like you said, that they put out after. I would have had a little chat if I'd seen him. But yeah, I'm sure more than likely he might be down at Portman Road watching that game. If not, for sure tuning in on BBC to watch it. So
definitely my friends. And sort of like just get you ready for this game. It's a week away until the game or whenever this goes out. It could be only a few days to go. But are you boys just, well up for it? Because it's an opportunity to maybe cause a cup shock, and it's live on PBC, and it's going to be hopefully a packed Portman Road.
Yeah, everyone's very excited. Obviously, we do have sort of a couple of league games before that. I'm not sure when obviously you're releasing it, but we've still got a couple of league games to focus on first. And as much as it is an exciting occasion and it'll be a great day for the club and for all us as players and stuff like that, regardless of the result after that, we'll be straight back to sort of our bread and butter of the league. So we have to keep an eye on the league games, make sure that our focus is still there. And then week leading up to obviously the Ipswich game, our attentions will be fully on them, make sure that we're prepped in training and just really looking forward to the day.
Indeed. And this is a bit of a rogue stat here. You were an unused sub in Town's 2-2 draw with Lincoln in the FA Cup. And obviously, we went on to lose the replay. So obviously, in the last few years, Town have done better in the FA Cup. But before that, there were some bad, bad results. But cup shocks can happen. But it should be a good occasion. Obviously, Town, better where they, championship team. What's that going to be like, for you players? A lot of you have had opportunity to play against higher opposition before, but playing against a team doing really well in the championship.
Yeah, it'll be a completely new test because it's a complete step up. Obviously, we've played Stevenage League One that are doing really well, but Ipswich are sort of second in the championship, competing to try and get back in the Premier League. So, yeah, it'll be an amazing test for us. Obviously, the difference in league positions, I think, I'm not even sure, you'll probably know the stats on that, is great. So it'll be a great test for us just to sort of match ourselves up against players that are competing in a very, very high level of football, which is just brilliant for us to sort of see where we're at, really, and just enjoy the occasion, like I said.
Yeah. And just sort of get some insight from your point of view. Are you full time at Maidstone, or do you have to? I know you do coaching and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's pretty much full time. I mean, if we have a Tuesday night game, we're in on Mondays as well, which means we're in Mondays. We play Tuesday night. We'll be in Thursday, Friday, play Saturday. So it's a very professional setup down here, pretty much full time. A lot of clubs at this level are more two nights a week, or it's more of a hybrid. But yeah, no, that still gives me time after sort of training. I do a lot of coaching throughout the evenings during the week, pretty much Monday to Friday. So I'll be training gym, then I'll get myself off to school sessions and then go do some one-to-one. So very busy, obviously very football orientated. It's a really good setup here that keeps it as professional as we can do at this level. So
it's good. I think I saw an interview. You've moved down to Maidstone. You're now really fitted in there, and that's where you're at. What's that been like?
Yeah, no, it's really handy. I mean, if I showed you the window, you could see the club from where I am now. I was coming when I was playing at Aldershot. I was living in Newbury, and it was only sort of 45 minutes to Aldershot at that point. And then I came on loan to Maidstone, which then became a two-hour drive one way. And like I said, you're in Monday, you play Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. It is a lot of driving. I think I was doing 100 miles one way. It was a 200-mile trip. And I had a back like an 84-year-old, I think, at that point. So after that season, I said to the missus, I was like, we're going to have to move down. I can't do that journey. It's just too much. And so we've actually got a flat, yeah, literally right opposite the ground. So I've gone from a two-hour drive to a two-minute stroll in. Well, I say stroll in, I still do drive and lazy sometimes. But yeah, like I said, it's now I've able to sort of expand and do some sort of coaching around here and set up a little business for myself with that. So yeah, it's been really handy for me.
Definitely. And I want to quickly just mention one player. I hope you don't mind me asking. Gavin Hoyt, though, is the captain. He's, of course, played at a high level as well. I'm sure he's going to be leading by example. And there's a few players in the squad that, has played at different levels. But yeah, Gavin, what's he been like as a captain?
Yeah, he's brilliant. He's a top, top lad. Anyone you ask will say the same thing. And like you say, he's another example of a great role model for us, because he's someone that's, I think, played Champions League or been benched for Arsenal and stuff like that. And that's what you get at this sort of level. You get players that have played at a lot higher level and they bring great experience. And they're the perfect example to sort of learn off and take little bits of their game into yours. So, yeah, no, he's a top lad and brilliant skipper for us.
Top man. And sort of final question. I'm not going to ask for a prediction because it's just hard to ask. Yeah. But how do you see this game going, and how do you feel, you know, how are you feeling going into this one? Of course, you're going to be hopefully starting as a defender, stuff like that. But yeah, it's, you know, coming up against Town's, you know, front line. Obviously, hopefully there won't be that many changes. Hopefully, Kieran McKenna, to be fair, he hasn't done that in cup games. It's been a mixed sort of squad, but, you know, going to be coming up against some players that, you know, will test you, but it'll be a good occasion.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'd love to sit here and say, yeah, we're going to win 5-0, but we have to be a little bit realistic here. And we're aware of, obviously, the quality that we're coming up against on a big pitch, a really good surface and that as well, with a team that like to play football and zip the ball around. So we'll have to be really well organised and disciplined and make sure that we're holding out for what we can. And then we'll see what we can do when we're attacking. I mean, from Ipswich's point of view, obviously on paper, they've got a great chance now to get to the next round. But having said that, they'll look at us and see that we've beat a League Two team, we've beat a League One team. And they'll have to be on their toes themselves to make sure that they don't get caught out. So, yeah, we'll be going there full of optimism and just looking forward to the game itself.
Well, George, it's been a pleasure, my friend. Thanks so much for your time. Bring on the game. And, yeah, thanks again.
Yeah, no worries, mate. Thank you very much for having me. Look forward to seeing you.
Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.